So my name is Johan Pröwe. I'm a biologist by training and joined BioHealthCare about 36 years ago. I spent about 4 years in the United States heading a data management organization and spent the rest of my life at Bayer as well. So in total about 36 years always in clinical data management. I was involved in EDC rollout, have been involved in the risk-based monitoring activities, electronic health records, and several other initiatives at Bayer. Main topics that I worked on were rollout of electronic data capture, the introduction of risk-based monitoring, as well as looking into new technologies such as the use of electronic health records and mobile technology at Bayer. And so the risk-based monitoring is originating from the risk concept itself. And the risk management is something that has been introduced many, many, many years ago in, for instance, the production area or in the machinery. And I had been in contact with guys from the production area, and they explained to me what they do, like exchanging machines or pumps in the production area just to avoid that these pieces in the production line fail unexpectedly, you know, having the issues and the problems deferred to the output of the production line, something that nobody likes. And the same actually applies to clinical trials. Nobody likes clinical trials to fail, and in particular not fail towards the end of a trial. And that is the sort of the basis of risk-based monitoring, to manage the risks, to identify the risks first, of course, but then to manage the risk in order to avoid any late surprises in the outcome. So in the past, when the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmaceutical companies developed protocols, case report forms, or the program for a new drug to be developed, they usually took a protocol and then, you know, it was written at a green table and based on what a project leader and what the study team, the project team knew about that compound and how to develop a drug. Now, just recently, companies realized that the protocols may be too complicated, that the data we capture are too many, and that something has to happen about it. And that introduced the term quality by design. That means rather than finding out halfway through a clinical trial that the trial is way too complicated or that the patients don't exist, think early on, you know, is this trial even feasible? Where are the risks in this trial? And what is it that we can implement to make sure that right from the very beginning, a trial has a chance to be successful, not necessarily with respect to the outcome, but at least with respect to the quality of the data. The risks in a clinical trial or in a program already can be identified at the very beginning of the start of the very first trial. Mm-hmm. The reason being that protocols should be designed in a particular way, not to overload protocols so that there are not too many in an exclusion criteria, and that is already quality by design. But in a second step, once a trial started, then of course the data that have been captured by the sites or by external third parties, those data need to follow also and meet quality expectations. And in the past, that had not necessarily been the case. The industry captured data that were not necessarily required, and that is something that could be avoided in future by applying the quality by design approach. So quality by design is something that has mainly three dimensions. And these three dimensions are the quality of the data, the quality of the trial, the program, the protocol, whatever it is. The second dimension are the timelines, because it doesn't make sense to have a great outcome, a great quality, but to get there, it takes 10 years to develop the drug. So the timelines have to be taken into account when designing a program. And the third aspect, of course, are the costs, because if I have a product that only makes a certain profit or is likely to make only a certain profit, it doesn't make too much sense to develop a drug at an outrageous cost and not taking into account that the market may not be available. In total, when you look at these three dimensions or these three factors, it is not something that can be defined by just one point in a three-dimensional area or scale. It is more like a cloud or an area that moves between and amongst these three dimensions: quality, timelines, and costs, which means you can make certain compromises in the quality. Even if the data are not that important, you can be a little faster or a little slower on the timelines if your product is really promising. And thirdly, the costs may also have certain factors that certain factors influence the cost depending on the quality and timelines. I think when looking at quality by design and now implementing or talking about the risk management, one has to take into account that risk always has a negative meaning to almost everybody that talks about risk.